Montgomery Skywatch rolling on into the 8 o'clock portion of our rush hour, and traffic is thinning out really nicely this morning. We don't have any big problems for you on the interstates. They're both up at a speed limit ride. The traffic on the boulevard is busy, but moving along just fine, and we don't see any real problems on the 31s this morning. Be careful as you get your work day started. Reinhart Used Car Supercenter needs social media savvy customer service representatives. $36,000 per year salary. Text your information to 334-399-2895. That's 399-2895. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I was thinking back recently to the first time I met an amazing guy, Don Duncan. And I said, tell me about your business. What makes you different from every other place? And he, of course, talked about the fact that they hire master certified technicians, people who are really good. But he said, more than anything else, tell your listeners about customer service that will exceed their highest expectations. It's not always convenient to get your car serviced, but you do that at the risk of finding yourself on the side of the road with a flat tire or smoke coming out from under the hood because you kept ignoring that check engine light. They make it so convenient. If you work downtown, there's a location at 408 Madison. Drop your car off, they'll get you to your office and get you back with your car. Same thing for those of you who live in Southeast Montgomery, the location on Bell Road, just north of Vaughan. Just tell them what you need. Ask for it. Order it up. And, of course, now in Millbrook on Highway 14 behind the McDonald's. Wholesale pricing on all major name brand tires. They always quote you a price that includes professional installation. And whenever you bring your car to Don Duncan, they're going to vacuum it out for you before they give it back to you, just as a way of saying thanks. You know, it's amazing how many people over the years have said, you know, I finally tried Don Duncan, and they're exactly the way you said they are, because they are. Check out Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The search for new police and fire chiefs is now underway in Selma. City council members will vote on an interim police chief tonight. The council is also creating 2 search committees to help find permanent chiefs. A newly filed lawsuit says an elderly woman suffered a heat stroke after being left in a van at an assisted living facility. The alleged incident happened at Elmcroft of Halcyon. The woman was taken to the hospital and she's currently in the ICU. The facility has not responded to a request for comment. And there's a new mural in the city of Troy. The downtown mural pays tribute to the people and places that helped lay the foundation for the city. Troy University graduate Alex McClendon was chosen as the artist for the project. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Everything is relative. A few days ago, we were looking at heat indices 109, 111. Yesterday, the heat index was only 102. Dear diary, today the heat today the heat index may only be about 99. Maybe a sweater later. Our forecast for today calling for a good bit of sun. Still hot, but not too far from normal. The actual high 93, and again, the heat index might B100 or 99. Risk of a widely scattered random storm here and there. Lows tonight around 73. Tomorrow and Thursday, high in the low to mid-90s. More random afternoon and evening storms here and there. Good luck. Many communities missed them over the weekend. Some of you got 2 inches of rain over the weekend. Others got not one drop. That's the way it works in the summertime. There's no in-between. Rain chances get a little bit better as we get to Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. In that, there will be a lot more storms on the radar all three of those days. It doesn't mean you're going to get one. Highs in the low 90s. Right now, this morning, partly cloudy skies. West winds at 7 miles per hour. The humidity 79%. The temperature 77 at 8:07.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
We're well into the vacation season now, and I just remembered, and I've told this story before, about a couple of my neighbors on either side of me who came back from vacation. This was last summer, and they came back to the first sound they heard when they put their foot on their carpet was squish. Not a good sound. You're home, and you're tired, you just want to just relax, and you have a flood in your home because of a plumbing problem you didn't know was lurking. That's why I got the whole house plumbing inspection from Plumbing by Lukewire. And let me tell you, when they went through my house, and I've got a modest-sized house, it took like about 35 minutes for them to check everything, inside out, top and bottom, and they I got a good report. But when you go on vacation, that's great peace of mind, right? Because you want to know that there's not something major about to happen. In their case, in my neighbor's cases, it was corroded pipes from a hot water heater up in the attic that broke. And that's a terrible thing to come home to. Plumbing by Lukewire. They're ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to take care of your problem. They never charge overtime, regardless of when you call. And that's why people keep relying on their expertise. Well, for over 2 decades, they've been second to none in the river region. So put them on your list, all right? So keep this phone number handy, 264-9666. You may not need it today, but you'll need it someday, 264-9666, or visit them online, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab, Alabama certification number 84417.
All right, so this was something that it always comes up whenever we go out to eat as a group, especially with...
Us?
Us, especially when Kristen...
Or people in general.
No, when Kristen is involved.
Oh, Kristen and the food dance?
Yeah, well, not the food dance. This is it cool to eat a stranger's leftovers off a table at a restaurant?
Ooh.
She's not going
Kristen
around...
Kristen doesn't do that.
She eats all of ours. We're not
she
strangers.
She knows us.
Right.
But I think it depends. If somebody wants you to try something, like let's say they love... The onion rings.
Yeah.
To try one of these onion rings, I really want you to try one. That's okay, right? Yes?
I mean, yeah. Sure, yeah. What this is saying, though, is that you get leftovers from another table.
Oh, a stranger's table.
Like a stranger's table.
What?
Yeah.
There's a debate going on about it right now online. The big pros are free food and cutting down on food waste, but the big cons are the germs and the embarrassment doing something that's not socially acceptable.
Oh, my God, yes.
It's not awful. Okay.
That is not
There's
cool.
a term for it. It's called free-range mooching.
Free-range mooching?
Yeah. The pros, free food. You cut down on the insane amount of food waste at restaurants. It's not as gross as, say, eating food out of a dumpster. The cons...
I hope not.
Jeez. You have to tuck all your germaphobe tendencies away. It's not socially acceptable, and it could be embarrassing if people see you. And since it could be a liability issue for restaurants, they could kick you out if they catch you doing
that
as well.
That's gross.
You're not going to catch Howie Mandel doing that, are you?
No, but the thing is like, but with Kristen will box up our leftovers.
She totally will.
I love Kristen.
She'd be like, you're not going to eat that?
Like, no, I'm going to take this couple of slices of pizza
home. That's another meal.
Can I take that home?
Yeah, Dakota will love that.
Sure.
Poor Kristen. Doesn't know that we're talking about her.
Well, you know.
I'm not talking badly about
her. No,
Kristen.
We're not talking bad about her.
She loves
Kristen. She's being resourceful.
She is. Waste not, want not.
What else do we have here? No matter your age, you probably use the words cool and awesome.
Cool.
Don't we have those on hotkeys?
Oh, that's awesome.
Of rich?
Yeah,
I think we do. I don't know where.
I don't think we have awesome. We have cool.
Awesome.
Oh, we do.
Cool.
The hotkeys rule.
Great.
Are those all on the list?
Beautiful.
All right. People at home are going, Daddy, was that real rich or hotkey rich?
Sucks.
That was hotkey rich.
A new survey asked people to name the top slang terms they use to describe something that's positive or favorable. Mm-hmm. And two words dominated the list for baby boomers, Gen Xers, and millennials. And it was cool and awesome.
Awesome.
Top terms for baby boomers were awesome, cool, nice, neat, and superb.
Ooh, we don't use superb enough. I like to say swell.
Gen Xers, it was awesome, cool, nice, neat, and wicked.
Neat.
Neat is not used as much anymore.
For millennials,
groovy.
Cool, awesome, nice, neat, and dope.
Oh, yeah, dope. Yeah, right. And then
really?
Like a few years ago, I heard sick, and I didn't understand the connotation, but that's really
good. Young people are much more likely to use these five terms. Dope, lit, fire, sick, and Gucci.
Sick.
Oh, you know who uses the term Gucci?
That's sick.
That I didn't know why he was using it at first, and then I kind of figured it out. Fresh.
Oh, that's sick dope.
He was like, we all Gucci, and I was like, I don't know what it means, fresh.
Older Americans are more likely to say awesome, cool, superb, neat, and far out.
Far out, man.
Do I have that? Do I have far out?
No, not
far out.
Yeah. Fantastic.
I feel like when people say far out now, it feels forced, not like a natural thing.
Yeah.
There's someone.
Eagles rule.
Stop hitting all the hotkeys. There's someone here that says far out, and it always seems like it's.
Far out, man.
You know. What? No. Anyway, moving on. Did you see that study out of England that said drinking coffee might just help you burn off fat?
Oh, that's rad.
Researchers found that coffee can stimulate something called brown fat.
Brown fat?
In your body.
Oh.
Isn't that gross?
That's really gross.
It's ugh.
Brown fat.
Yeah, I love your brown fat.
That's a special kind of fat that heats up and burns calories.
You've been tanning?
Nope, it's for brown fat.
It goes on to say this isn't a license to start drinking 24 cups of coffee a day.
Oh, but you know.
Researchers say more studies are needed. But for now, this link between coffee and brown fat looks promising.
There's an app now for Major League Baseball players about how much coffee is enough and how much coffee is too much. In other words, there's an optimum level. If you drink too much coffee, it actually lowers your effectiveness. So there's an app now that tells you that you have consumed just the right amount of coffee. So there you go.
That's something.
I mean,
baseball players.
I was on MLB Network this morning, so it has to be true.
It has to be
right.
I saw those top things you'd be surprised to know about the Beatles. I didn't like any of those.
Because they were all rude jokes.
Yeah.
They weren't even good jokes. They were rude.
They were really bad jokes.
We referred to this earlier this morning. A Minnesota woman. Says her cat is down one of her nine lives after taking a 35-minute ride in a washing machine with a load of laundry.
Oh, man.
Stephanie Kitchoff says she checked in her laundry at the end of the 35-minute cycle, and there was her one-year-old cat, Felix. Felix the cat.
Oh.
Sticking out of the clothes.
She's
been in shock.
He's
for the
miracle.
Oh, I'm sorry. You got it?
Yeah, I got audio.
I'm sorry.
I have audio for everything.
My cat went through the wash cycle. He's our little miracle kitty, so just praying for a full recovery. One godsend is it was on express wash, then heard a little meow. All of a sudden, I saw a little white back foot go up in the air, and I can't even tell you what that was like. But, I mean, he must have slipped in there when I turned my back. We're not sure if he recognizes us yet. He's like leaning forward and wanting to be petted. So that gives me some hope that he knows somebody cares.
Oh, he is real clean though.
Oh. Well, see, okay, so Loretta and Irene.
Oh my gosh.
What?
That's just an awful thought of this.
That's what I was about to say.
Yeah.
Loretta doesn't really get around the washer and dryer, but Irene will crawl into the dryer while I'm like moving clothes over from the washer to the dryer. But I always make sure if they've been hanging around that I have eyes on them.
I can't believe this cat survived 35-minute ride.
Yeah, that's... 35 minutes is a long time to go without noticing that your cat's not...
Oh, my gosh.
That's hanging around.
It's awful to think about.
I had heard it went blind.
A pet. Yeah.
That it came out and it was blind because of all of that, and I guess the chemicals and stuff. But...
Three and four vacationers are planning a road trip for their pets. Great American Road Trip has taken this survey online. 77% of vacationers are planning to take their pets on a road trip. Hey, Bailey, you're going Thursday. On a big bye-bye, what we call big bye-bye. Or visit a dog park or a tourist attraction with their dog. So, more people are taking their dogs now on vacation.
Can't really travel with Loretta and Irene.
Well... But a lot of people, more and more hotels are pet friendly. And
that's a good thing.
Yeah.
That's a very good thing because, like, Charlie, my kid sister's little weenie dog that's just so well behaved.
Right.
Charlie travels with Kiddo and Sean everywhere, and they stay at pet friendly hotels.
I know every La Quinta in the country.
Yeah, that's where I couldn't remember. But that's where they stay.
And more and more restaurants, not inside, but maybe outside on the patio.
Well, I know
are now pet friendly.
For instance, in Mobile, there's a lot of courtyard seating.
Right.
And if your dog, like the whole general thing is, if your dog is behaved, if your dog's not going to like freak out on everyone, feel free.
Like for instance, we're going to the beach. This weekend, and there's a restaurant in Orange Beach called Cosmos, which is named after a dog, by the way. And it's Bailey is a hit there. Everybody wants to talk to Bailey and pet Bailey. So out on the patio.
Seems like in Cosmos. Those open air areas are the things. Watch out, her tail's right there.
Oh,
she's sleeping.
It's.
She's up now.
You'll never be in my washing machine.
She's like, what? Is there bonus chicken? Why am I awake?
Well, let's get a look at, what do we have in this break? We have traffic
stuff
for you. Yeah, we got traffic coming up. And then, I don't know, what do you want to do? We got a preschooler learned some new language.
The cuss words?
Oh, yeah. I've got the clip of it, and it's bleeped, but God, it's so funny to hear a preschooler do that.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, and then there was the top five one-hit wonders?
Oh!
Yeah, but I looked at that list, and I only knew...
Wait, I didn't see
out
that.
Out of the top 10, I only knew two of them.
Yeah.
Show it to me.
Take a look at it during the break.
Montgomery Skywatch making our way through the 8 o'clock hour, and traffic looks pretty good out there this morning. There's still a big crowd on the boulevard. Watch yourself around the intersections. If you're on the interstates, we don't have any delays for you this morning. Just be careful. And if you're on the 31s, traffic is moving along just fine this morning. Haynes Ambulance Service serves Central Alabama both on the ground and in the air with Life Flight. When seconds matter, trained professionals are there for you and those you love. Haynes Ambulance. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Have you ever considered real estate as a career? Have you wondered about being in business for yourself and buying homes as an investment? My new pre-licensed class will be starting in June. Now is the time to act. We cover property law, appraisal, management, sales contract, negotiation in detail using a format of recent examples of transactions and lively interaction. Financing is very important in transactions. FHA, VA, and conventional mortgage guidelines are discussed in detail with sample transactions to learn at your own pace. Real estate careers can be varied between residential sales, commercial property, land sales, property management, or new home sales. Online courses are also available. If you want to know more about real estate or go into the real estate business, go to the source, Bo Goodson Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join us this month as we donate a portion of our proceeds to Folds of Honor, a scholarship program for the children of service members who died or were disabled in the line of duty. Thank you for your support.
License number 15033. Oh, man, piece of junk?
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some Steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your Steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Party people! Check it, direct it, let's begin. Party on, party people, let me hear some noise. DC's in the house, jump, jump, rejoice. There's a party over here, a party over there. Wave your hands in the air, shake the dairy, yeah. Three words, but you're getting busy. Whoop, there it is, Hitman.
In case you're wondering why we're playing this,
it is the 11th best-selling one-hit wonder of all time.
So these are the best-selling, not the
most memorable, but
right.
Best-selling. So that was a bestseller for Tag Team back in 93. It went 4 times platinum. Tying with Hey There Delilah from the Plain White Tees.
I love that song.
That went 4 times
platinum. See, that's
platinum.
One of the few songs on the list I know. Number 10, Hey There Delilah.
But the Macarena also 4 times platinum for Los Del Rio.
And that was what number was Macarena?
9.
I'm looking at this list and I don't know these songs.
Oh, that song by Hinder was wretched.
What?
Lips of an Angel. So
don't know that.
So bad.
I know number one. So, somebody
we'll
that
get
I
to
used
that
to
one.
Know.
Oh, I got the top five.
Okay.
Do it.
I got you.
I don't have the thing.
I just wrecked it. Number five.
I don't know where. Hang on.
I'll do it.
I can. No, those are farts.
Countdown. Would it be under countdown? Would it be? Countdown?
No. I'm looking here for the numbers. That's not it, and it's not it. And there is, God, there's so many to go through here.
The only 900 hotkeys.
I found them.
Wow.
Number five. Panda, 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 panda.
I got broads in Atlanta. She's at the lean of family. I have no idea what this is.
Panda.
Oh. Sing along if you know the words. Legacy, look like a panda. Going out like a Montana.
Honey killers on the hills. Legacies, found them. Number four.
Now watch me whip.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now watch me whip.
You were humming
whip,
this morning.
Watch me, nay, nay.
Why me do it?
Now watch me whip.
Mm-hmm.
Kill it. Watch me, nay, nay. Okay.
This is in excess,
whip,
isn't it?
Whip. Watch me, nay, nay.
Can you do it?
Now watch me.
Oh. Number three.
See you when you close your eyes.
An elf?
Everything you touch,
what station would play this?
Sounds like it works for Keebler.
The there's a pop mix that's played on Kiss. Only
know you love her when you let her go. All right, now I know number two. So.
Yeah, everybody knows. Everybody knows number two.
Number two.
Give me that. 1982. Survivor.
I thought it was Edge of 17.
Yeah, it does kind of have elements that are...
That opening riff?
Similar, yeah.
Very right. Edge of 17-ish.
Right. 8 times platinum.
You remember why they used this song in Rocky, right?
Because they tried to get something else.
They filmed it to Queen.
Right, and they wouldn't allow
Another One Bites the Dust.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very similar in beat.
And the lead singer for Survivor does the...
Real American Hero.
That's amazing, too.
Yep, that's it. And the number one.
That's actually a pretty good song. What is it? Gautier?
You couldn't get away from that song in 2011. And there was a really great cover of it done, or parody, I should say, called Some Barley That I Used to Grow.
8 times platinum back in 2011.
Yikes.
Somebody that I used to know.
In other music news, apparently Carrie Underwood is being honored with a cheese sculpture in Wisconsin.
That's
Jeez.
Hilarious.
Cheese. Yeah. Cheese.
A big block of, is it cheese or butter or something? I can't remember.
Butter.
But she sings a song about it. Like to hear it. Here it goes.
Wisconsin is making a big cheesy head that looks just exactly like me. Right now, my nose is Limburger, my chin is made of brie, so come on and slice me. Right now, my neck is mozzarella with Gouda lips, my forehead is made of Manchego and provolone.
Get that on every other station in Montgomery.
That's something. Did you see that she posted a video of her and her husband singing to their newborn?
I did. I didn't see the video. I heard about that.
I did watch the video, and every time she sang, the baby just smiled and looked at her and was so happy. But then her husband would sing a verse of the song, and that kid would lose it.
Speaking of kids, now this is bleeped out. But I think it's funny.
Are you sure it's safe?
It's safe. I put it in this morning. It's safe.
Okay.
Somebody posted a video. This was a preschool graduation being held in a classroom with the parents present.
Oh, no.
The teacher starts off by welcoming everyone. Then out of nowhere, a little boy, I don't know, probably 7, maybe. This is preschool, so maybe it's even younger than that.
Yeah, preschool's going to be like 5.
This kid got attitude.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
You need to leave? No.
Okay.
Oh, he's out.
Yeah, he's out.
You're where was
kidding.
This? Where?
This does not give me any location as to where this was.
You're kidding. He's 5. Maybe into the punch a little too early. Oh, my gosh.
Man.
And then...
The B word was the other one after that.
And then
when she's like, you want to leave? He's like, no.
That's amazing.
And they're like, okay, he's gone.
And
bye-bye.
Then parents ask, where did you hear that word? From you?
Right, yeah. I learned it from watching you.
That kid's not going to be allowed to enroll for next year.
Whoa. I'm looking at this 4 ways you're wasting money on your health, and I don't waste my money on any of these things. Gluten-free foods? Nope.
Mm-mm.
Brown eggs? I mean, I'll buy them. It's not really, I don't have a preference.
Some of the ones we've been enjoying with Chef Greg.
Well, those are coming straight from the farm. Right. Those are like, you know.
Straight from the farm.
Yep.
Straight from the chicken.
Straight from the farm.
Anti-aging creams, I don't buy those. And fish oil pills.
Ew, those are so gross.
I don't do those either.
Yeah.
So, I'm not wasting any money. As you can tell... I have spared no expense. Literally, I have spent no money on making myself healthy.
Well,
as you will find out if you come out to see us tonight at Marguerite's.
Yeah,
we're gonna meet us
in person. And if you come up to me, I can get you
What
are you offering here?
A bootleg, Jay Scott, a signature. You know, it's an autograph.
It's a bootleg. Okay.
Yeah.
So we're going to be out there tonight from like 6 until 8 is how long. This is going to be food and drinks and live entertainment going on as well.
Are you part of the live entertainment?
I am not. Well, cornhole, if you want to come play cornhole, that's live entertainment for you.
Look, we're going to be there hanging out, and it's not just us. It's everyone from Blue Water.
It's the whole Blue Water group.
You want to meet DJ Fresh?
It's a big deal, and I'll tell you, DJ Fresh is probably my most favorite member of the staff.
The buttery one will be out there.
Well, also one of our more sedate members of our staff, Dr. Sam, will be there.
Words used to describe Dr. Sam, never. Sedate. Oh, man. But it's going to be a big time. It's a party.
Yep, and it's going on this afternoon at Marguerite's in the Peppertree Shopping Center. Things get underway about 6 o'clock.
Can you imagine that long drive I've got?
Shut up.
Yeah. We really don't want to hear it because, yours is 30 minutes and mine's about 30 minutes home
mine's
from there?
Right around the corner.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
lucky.
Somebody tonight is going to walk away with a one carat
forever mark diamond.
It's appraised at
$10,000.
Now, somebody earlier already today walked away or will be walking away with a $10 gift card to the Seafood Bistro.
Oh, the Seafood Bistro.
And tell us about the Seafood Bistro.
Yeah,
you know what? I could if you would like me to.
I would like you to very
now
much.
Now another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello. It's me, Emily, and my friend Jay.
Hi, it's me.
I'm like a trained monkey. We're here to tell you about the Seafood Bistro.
Make me a balloon, clown.
No balloons over the Seafood Bistro unless they're celebrating something, but... You would think they would be celebrating how great their menu is every day.
They recently celebrated a year being in their new location.
They did, that new location being 1651 Perry Hill Road. But you know where they've always been, Jay? Always, this whole time? They've always been available online at theseafoodbistro.com. But online pretty much is your heart because you know the internet.
Yeah, correct. You can go there and see the entire menu. Put in an order. It will be ready when you get there. You can also call ahead and place your order if you'd like to do that as well. But you can see the menu online. You can also order off the delivery apps. You have it delivered wherever you might be, here locally anyway. And you can also... just go by there and have a meal, sit down, and enjoy the company of Chef Paul, Chef Jessica, and their delicious food, and the fantastic staff that are there at the Seafood Bistro. Don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook and Instagram as well, where you will see, you'll get it before anybody else will when you're on their Facebook page, of seeing the new menu items that pop up sporadically, like fish tacos and the fried green tomatoes that they've
fried
added.
Fried green tomatoes.
As well. So check them out, seafoodbistro.com. TheSeafoodBistro.com. We got traffic next, and then we're coming back. We got news and weather all coming up.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Upscale, elegant, clean, and odor-free. It's not the Waldorf. It's a luxury portable restroom from Formal Outings. Perfect outdoor facilities for all occasions. Visit FormalOutings.com.
Montgomery Skywatch taking a final look at your Tuesday morning traffic, and things have returned to a normal traffic flow. We don't have any big problems out there. There's still lots of cars on the boulevard, so watch yourself around the intersections. If you're on the interstate, you should be rolling along at a speed limit ride, and we don't see any issues on the 31s this morning. Be careful as you head into work, and we'll check in with you this afternoon. Let Reinhardt Toyota make this 4th of July road trip the best ever. Special deals are going on right now through the end of the month. Reinhardt Toyota, now open till 8 p.m. and open on Sunday. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The name Jones Brothers Roofing doesn't tell the whole story. They've been in business for over 7 decades. That tells you something about their legacy as a reputable roofer. Any type of roofing, tile, shingle, architectural roll, aluminum, and so forth. But if you go to jbroof.com, where they show off the rest of the things they do, man, you're going to be impressed. You know, you probably have a part of your home that you can enclose and use year-round. Jones Brothers now offers a new roofing material that reflects the heat back into the sky and mutes the sound of the rain, so it's not like rat-a-tat-tat-tat-tat. You can enclose that area, put on that roof, and use that no matter what time of the year, even in the summer. It might help to have a ceiling fan, but I'm just saying, you have extra space that you can create in your home with help from Jones Brothers. Ask about a new door frame or the door devil, which gives you an extra measure of protection against home invasion. Ask about energy-efficient windows, replacement windows, or if you're starting to see signs of wood rot on the outside of the house, get it replaced with vinyl. It comes in every color under the sun, and Jones Brothers does that too. 800-264-8009 is the number to call. I recommend a visit to the webpage because you'll be impressed. JBRoof.com.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Hello everyone, Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Bigger, better than ever. It's the Kaiser Fine Furnishings 4th of July sale. Prices are marked an additional 20% off. They're already 40% off discounted prices. Save on a rustic king bed was $17.59. Now only $7.59. Or a square pub table with four stools was $14.59. July 4th priced at $6.39. These examples of savings you'll find store-wide at Kaiser. Most everything in stock is ready for delivery. Check out our huge selection on recliners. All on sale. Shop Wiser by Kaiser during the 4th of July sale. Now through July 6th on the Wetumpka Highway.
Hey, this is Eddie Bader. If you're looking for results, I really suggest you use Blue Water Broadcasting as advertised. I've had a great time and great success using Blue Water. They're truly like family. Again, this is Eddie Bader, realtor with the Goodson Group in Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A newly filed lawsuit says an elderly woman suffered a heat stroke after being left in a van at an assisted living facility. The alleged incident happened at Elmcroft of Halcyon. The woman was taken to the hospital and is currently in the ICU. The facility has not responded to requests for comment. The search for new police and fire chiefs is now underway in Selma. City council members will vote on an interim police chief tonight. The council is also creating two search committees to help find permanent chiefs. And there's a new mural in the city of Troy. The downtown mural pays tribute to the people and places that helped lay the foundation for the city. Troy University graduate Alex McClendon was chosen as the artist for the project. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery
Subaru. Second radar this morning, it's quiet as a mouse, as it usually is early in the day. There could be some storms later, but it's a pretty routine weather setup, and maybe some stronger storms coming into southwest Alabama by evening. A good bit of sun today, still not too bad as far as too far from normal. With today's high around 93, heat index could hit 100, but you know what? I'm holding out hope that it only goes to 99 on the heat index. Yes, come on, baby. Risk of some widely scattered random storms, perhaps.
temps. Low tonight down to about 73. Tomorrow and Thursday, high in the low to mid-90s. More random spotty afternoon and evening storms. And then the rain chances up a little bit. More storms on radar. More to go around as we get into Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That's why I've taken the rain chances up. But still, not every town will get drenched. Some towns will get left out. Overnight low, high temperatures even over the weekend in the low 90s. Right now, 79% humidity. West winds at 7 miles per hour. It's 77 degrees at 841.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Have you been to Dillon Rings? They are a family-owned business right here in Montgomery. I think they've been around since 1993. They're dedicated to excellent customer service. I know because I've gone by and visited them. I've admired Josh's work on Facebook for a while. And by the way, I love reading their testimonials on the website at DillonRings.com from some very happy customers throughout the River Region that have been going there for quite a while. They're some of Josh's creations are amazing, and in fact, not only can you see them on Facebook, you can go by and check out a little photo album that Josh has showing some of the creations that he's had. People who come in needing a something for a, let's say, anniversary, or something for Christmas, or something for... I messed up and I want to make it up to you kind of deal. Various different events that people come in and tell their stories to Josh, and then he creates something which is pretty amazing. They can also repair all types of jewelry too, expert repair work, and they have designer pieces from all around the world in their showroom as well. They're located just off the Atlanta Highway, not too far from Walgreens at Atlanta Highway and Brown Springs Road. They are closed Sunday and Monday, but today, Tuesday through Friday, they're open from 10 to 6. And Saturday 10 to 3. So go by and see him. Experience the difference at Dillon Rings.
All right. What were we gonna, that was something I was going to do. And I don't remember what it was.
What were we going to do?
I don't remember.
What were we going to do?
I have suddenly just been distracted by things.
Yeah.
So, let's see. I have a 1 minute inside a woman's head.
We can skip that.
You don't like those.
I don't like those.
Why
don't
you like them?
Because I don't know where that woman's from. Her logic is flawed.
I can't remember what this subject's about.
It's probably wrong.
About 40 seconds, probably.
Yeah. Can't remember what that one's about. So, what else? I don't know. Some stupid criminals here. A Miss Hooters girl runner-up was arrested for destroying her boyfriend's home.
I didn't
after
talk about that because I didn't know if that was going to be in your morning maroons or not.
No, okay, I'm picking that one. I got this other one.
There's something else I had circled as well. I'm so glad we can... a drunk driver in England. Did you see that one?
That's the one. I put that aside as well.
I didn't see that one.
It's good.
And I sent all this stuff to you guys this morning, and I didn't... You're coming... I think I didn't print out everything.
Okay, and then well, I got another look, one. I want to share, okay? I want to share some random fun facts.
You want to share some random fun facts? Share them.
So random fun facts with me, old lady Hayes.
Sure. Sure.
Go ahead.
Sonny, sure.
All three players on Jeopardy can wind up with nothing after betting it all on Final Jeopardy and getting the question wrong. If they do, they get replaced, and there are three new players the next day.
Ah, has that ever happened?
It's happened seven times.
Wow.
In the show's history.
That's amazing. I didn't know that.
Also, another fun fact, Kate Blanchett is the only woman who's been nominated for an Oscar for playing the same character in two different movies. She got nominations as Queen Elizabeth in Elizabeth in 1998, and Elizabeth the Golden Age in 2007.
Mm-hmm.
The world's largest cashew tree is in Brazil. It's 80,000 square feet, which means it's the size of about 5 football fields. It's also the size of 70 normal cashew trees.
Now, that's some tree.
And our last fun fact, the New York Times has approximately 1,600 to 1,700 obituaries pre-written, so they'll be ready to go when certain people actually die.
Yeah, and we've talked about this before. TV stations and TV networks
have the packages and stuff
for major people, have it all ready to go. And they have to update them from time to time, right?
Right.
So.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. Did we talk about the most patriotic and least patriotic states?
We didn't.
All right.
And I don't know where that's...
The 4th of July is coming so soon. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about patriotism.
Yeah, there we go. I got
America.
WalletHub.
WalletHub.com just ranked all 50 states from the most to least patriotic, and they came up with their rankings by using several factors, which include the number of members of military and veterans.
Okay, that works.
How many people voted.
All right.
Volunteering rates.
All right.
AmeriCorps and Peace Corps volunteers.
Okay.
And civics education requirements.
How did we come out?
Spoiler alert, we're not in the top 10 or the bottom 10.
All right.
So, you know what? That's fine. I'll take mediocre.
Well, what are you going to do? What are you going to do first? The top ones?
Well, yeah, we'll do the 10 most patriotic states.
All right.
New Hampshire.
Are we going from 10 down?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. New Hampshire, then Wyoming, mm-hmm. Vermont, Utah, Idaho, Wisconsin, Alaska, South Carolina, Missouri, and Minnesota.
Huh.
Yeah, up there in Minnesota with their flags and their volunteering, they're all about the patriotism, yeah.
Okay. I'm not sure. That would be a northern Minnesota, more like a Canadian, just right over the border.
Oh. I'm going to trust you. You're my Midwest expert.
Anytime
I meet somebody from Ohio, I ask them if they know Rich from Sheffield Lake.
That's right. I'll be going there pretty soon.
The least patriotic states. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
New Jersey.
Yeah.
New York.
Okay.
California. No, those three don't surprise me, actually.
No.
West Virginia kind of surprises me. Texas.
Texas?
Texas.
Really?
I know that's real America.
Well, you know
but
what?
You know what Texas they, loves more than America?
Themselves.
Texas.
Yeah, exactly.
Texas's biggest fan.
Exactly. So I sort of get that.
So it's like Texas, then America.
Remember the Alamo.
Connecticut, Indiana, New Mexico, mm-hmm. Michigan, and Illinois.
Alabama ranked number 19.
There we go. That's good.
So
ish.
We're in the top 20.
Good-ish. Are we above Mississippi?
Oh wait, I just closed. Hank, what?
Open it back up.
Let me get back and get it open again, and I can tell you what it is about the Mississippi. Mississippi is all right. Well, we beat Mississippi.
All right.
They came in at number 26.
Uh-huh.
Oregon was number 18. And number 20 was Florida.
Oh!
So we beat Florida.
I was wondering why they were doing this piece on A World Without Beatles, but I know why.
Because it's that movie.
That actor is the guy in Yesterday. Is it Yesterday?
Yesterday, yeah.
Yeah, which is coming out this week. And yeah. I do have one to go see this week.
Yeah.
7-Eleven is going to start delivering Slurpees to public places. They've been doing home delivery for about a year now. You wouldn't know this because there's not a 7-Eleven within the state.
Yep, that's right. There used to be a bunch of them.
But what if you want a Slurpee when you're at the beach or hiding in the alley behind your office to cry? 7-Eleven launched a new program. Well, they will deliver stuff to you out in public. There are more than 2,000 hotspots in their 7Now delivery app where they will bring you whatever you want.
Yeah, I don't know. If I'll ever use their delivery service.
So I was in Seattle, and I had left my business card holder at home, mm-hmm. and I really, really needed one for where I was at, and I ordered one off of Amazon. Now, Seattle is like Amazon Central, you know?
Yeah.
They're based out of Seattle,
right.
and they've got a lot of things there. So they had these lockers, these public lockers,
mm-hmm.
that you could order it and have it sent to that locker. They would then text you the combination to get into the locker.
Yeah.
And as soon as it's there, you just go to that locker, unlock, boom, there you go. Your box is ready, waiting for you.
I thought about when I was in San Diego and needed something desperately. There's a lot of...
I got it the same day.
There are a lot of cities where you can get Amazon in that calendar day.
Yeah. I ordered it that morning, and by that afternoon, I had a business card holder in that locker waiting for me.
Mm-hmm.
It was that was fantastic. I love technology.
That is so cool.
This study says that one day we'll colonize other planets and men will not be needed.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good news and bad news. The good news is that one day in the future we'll finally fulfill a science fiction dream and be able to create colonies where we can live on other planets. The bad news, men won't really be necessary. A new study found that when... Okay.
Men won't be necessary.
He's editing, so.
Yeah. Because it's frozen.
Just imagine what he's...
Frozen samples were exposed to microgravity situations, and they held up and survived perfectly well. So when it's time to colonize Mars or wherever, men don't have to be there.
No. Their contribution will be there, though.
Okay.
Oh, NASA studied one. Had a study once that found that space crews where everyone is the same gender do better on missions and have more cohesive teams when it's either an all-male crew or an all-female crew.
Oh.
Mix that stuff up. It doesn't really work too well.
Hmm.
Like they ain't never seen an episode of The Real World before.
And there's still the nagging question of how many years we've been in space and has it ever happened in space? We don't know.
Has that ever happened?
And
in space?
And wondering if it was a experiment. You know what I mean? If it was planned, but hush hush.
Can I just tell you? I never thought about that until right now.
Yeah. Well,
my pure and clean brain.
It's a little bit more than the Mile High Club.
correct. Okay. Let's take. Take another break, and then, we'll come back with... I'll do the Morning Maroons real quick.
I can't wait.
And, yeah. I got three of those set aside. You guys will get to pick, and we'll make all that happen for us.
He was just voted one of the best businessmen in Autauga County. We're talking about Randy Burkhalter, his partner Tammy Burkhalter, and our friends at Prattville Farm Center. I've always thought of it as kind of a giant Drucker store, because it's kind of in the country... off Highway 31, about a third of a mile south of the Uptown McDonald's in Prattville. They have everything you need. You don't have to be a farmer to use it. They've got everything a farmer needs, but they have a big equestrian section. They sell seeds, plants, all kinds of things for your garden. But bigger than anything else is the expertise they possess. You know, Randy's one of those people. He won't sell you something if you come in and say, I need to address stuff coming up in the lawn. You know, he'll sell you what you need, but he won't let you walk out with what you don't need. Doesn't do it that way. That's why he wins prestigious awards. They're such terrific and friendly people. So for solutions for lawn, garden, and farm, Prattville Farm Center. Visit them on Facebook.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Mr. Sandman. Okay, this is David, and it's too early for our 4th of July sale, and I've milked Memorial Day for all it's worth, so I'm having an anniversary sale. I really don't remember exactly when I opened my first store, so now is as good a time as any. Our new lineups from Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Southern, and Diamond have arrived, and they include some fabulous mattresses from extremely firm to sink-in plush, with nice queen mattresses from $249 and kings from $299, all the way up to really luxurious mattresses in the $2,000 to $3,000 range. We also discount headboards, beds, and adjustable bases every day. With over twice the selection of the other stores on display, many exclusive in this area, lowest prices, great customer service, and mattresses in stock, it's no surprise we keep getting voted Montgomery's favorite. We're open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday in Montgomery and Tuesday through Saturday in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores, locally owned and operated by someone you can actually talk to. Me.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hince Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Oh, hey, honey!
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing and she loves it. With 5 kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear.
Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACD, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
It's my policy to never suggest you spend money where I haven't spent my own. And that's why I'm a proud three-time purchaser at Jack Ingram's Signature Used Cars. And suggest the next time you have need for an extra vehicle or you have a new driver in the family, you start your shopping with Tip Tames and that incredible team they've got at Jack Ingram. First of all, it's not going to be like your typical or what you perceive to be your typical used car shopping experience. The utmost in professionalism. They have a great inventory of all types of vehicles. In fact, I bought basically what was a brand new Rogue, but it was a signature used car with only 2,000 miles on it. I was able to get the full 100,000 bumper-to-bumper mileage. And you know what else I did? I lowered my payment by $130 a month. I'll tell you, that is a great team of people there, and we are not once, but twice, but three times very happy with the deals we got at Jack Ingram's Signature Used Cars. 235 Northeastern Bypass, but you can browse online because they're proud of those cars. They've all got good vehicle histories, beautiful gleaming bodies. And you can shop with confidence because the Ingram team of mechanics has carefully vetted the quality of the engine in every single vehicle. JackIngram.com or stop by and see Tip and his team. The Budells have done it three times, and we will be back.
All right, we've got a few minutes left to do our morning maroons. Real quick, we'll do these. The Miss Hooters girl, a 21-year-old Hooters waitress, was recently the fifth runner-up in the Miss Hooters girl Tennessee pageants. 21-year-old Madison Rogers from Nashville, Tennessee, finished fifth place in the Miss Hooters Girl Tennessee pageant. The Tennessee.
So that means
division.
There's one for every state there's a Hooters? They have pageants?
Well, she was fifth runner-up.
I'm so proud of you, little girl.
The winner creepy. Would go on to the 23rd Miss Hooters International pageant.
Oh, my God!
Well, back on May 31st, Madison's boyfriend broke up with her after 2 years.
Uh-huh.
And she responded by breaking into his house later that day and destroying the place. When he got home, she started attacking him. He called 911. She was arrested a week later and charged with vandalism and felony aggravated burglary.
Mm-hmm.
The Miss Hooters International, however, went down this past weekend, and the winner was a girl from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. The first runner-up was the Hooters girl from Tennessee, who beat out Madison. There's your first nominee. Your second nominee is a guy in Florida, was arrested after a hit and run on a parked truck, which happened after he did a Dukes of Hazzard jump over a canal.
He thought he was in a Dukes of Hazzard. He was driving full speed, came across the canal, he landed right here in the bank, as you can see. Hit the truck right here. He spent out, he got on his feet, started running. I went inside, I was scared. I mean, in a stunt double, you know, put me in a movie, yeah, but in real life, no, I don't think so. You're lucky.
Deputies say 35-year-old Robert Foley wore his seatbelt for the jump. In addition to breaking his car, he broke his back.
Okie dokie.
Then finally, a 54-year-old in Birmingham, England, got pulled over on Sunday with an open container in his car, but not just a can or a bottle. When the cops pulled him over, he had a half-full pint glass.